Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk to you about life and a few basic things that you need to know. I remember there was a book and it said, "Everything I ever needed to know I learned in kindergarten." Remember that one? All right, so that's kind of funny, but you know what? There's some truth to it. Because how many people do you know or have you heard of who are very good at what they do professionally, but they fail miserably with their families? How many people do you know made a lot of money, but they're not happy? How many people do you know who study and then everybody says, "Well, you have to get another degree," so they get another degree, and then another degree and another degree, and they study and study and study, and somehow they're still not finding the answers. The answers to life's riddle, the answers to success with your family, the wisdom that you need, the love that you need, the perfect timing that you need to know the measure of giving and the measure of receiving, of giving and withholding. It's like breathing. And you're not going to learn it in school. And where you're going to learn it is at the feet of Jesus. He's the one. And remember, he said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Why did he say that? Because the Pharisees were laying all kinds of regulations and rules on people, and it was a burden. No, there's not a lot you need to know, but the little that there is very, very important. And you have to learn how to find knowledge. So you need to know where to look. How many of you have heard that? You go to school, they say, "Well, you need to know where to find the knowledge. You don't have to have everything in your head. You have to find it." Okay, that's true. But how about for the important things of life? You have to know where to look for the understanding, the wisdom, the patience, the love, see, that you need. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is God Knows What's Right. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
So when we're kids, yeah, we're going to learn a lot of stuff. No matter how you look at it, whether you go to regular school or whether you go to homeschool or charter school, it doesn't matter. They're going to give you a lot of stuff. Some of it's good, some not so good. But yeah, you got to learn math and how to write and how to read and stuff like that. Okay. But when you get to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and you're starting to look for the meaning of life, the purpose of life, and why you're here, then finding your way, finding those answers, is more a question of unlearning than it is learning. You have to unlearn all the stuff that's led you astray. And let's see if I can talk about this. So what do you need to know? Well, the basic thing that you need to know, and it's not really knowing, it's more like a searching. The thing that you need to search for and find is your Creator, the one who made you. You need to find him because you were created by him for a purpose. And you need to find out what that is, and you need to find him. You gotta find your Creator. Because without your Creator, you are like a plant without the sunlight. There you go. That's the best way of putting it. if there was a plant and the plant was in the dark, what would the plant do? It would begin searching for light. You've probably had plants that you moved in your house. You moved the plant, and then after a while, you noticed that the branches were leaning toward the new source of light, the new angle of light that the sun came from, and the leaves turned toward the light. The plant needs the light. And in the same way that the plant needs the sun, you need your Creator. And without your Creator, you're just like a plant. I could say you're like a fish out of water. But I think a better analogy is to say you're like a plant without the sun, because you need His light. You need His love. You need His light and His warmth and His love and His inspiration. And you need Him to actually show you what you need to know. See, yeah, we do need to know some things, don't we? But He will show you, all right? So no matter how you look at it, you need to find Him.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Now, it's absolutely possible to go through life and to read a lot of nice books and listen to the advice of nice people and sing nice songs and to do what you're supposed to do and what your parents tell you to do and to be a good citizen and a good everything. It's absolutely possible to do all of that, but still not have experienced God. So you got to experience God. You've got to find Him. So how are you going to experience Him? If you were a plant without sun, then you'll start twisting your branches. You'll lean your branches to try to find the sun. And when you find it, you'll turn your leaves to the sun. So now the first thing is to search for the sun. To search for, as well, the plant searches for the sun, you need to search for your Creator. So how are you going to find Him? Well, remember now, too much learning gets in the way. You know that. You've heard the expression, all knowledge and no common sense. How many of you have been to a lot of classes and when it's all over, you don't know much? And you go out in the world and there's a mechanic. And you never went to school or just a little bit of school. And you watch him working on a car or an engine or something. And it's amazing how well he does it, how effortlessly he does things that for you would be, you couldn't even do them. And if you tried, you'd make a big mess out of it. Or a carpenter. Have you ever seen a good carpenter? It's just amazing. A good repair person, it's amazing. How do they do it? They have some kind of know-how. See, so there you go. You need know-how. You don't need more knowledge. You've had plenty of knowledge. You've been sitting in school. How many years have you been sitting in school now? Most of you have been sitting in school, see, from 5 to 18, that's 13 years. Most of you have had some college. So you've been sitting in college for 15 to 20 years, okay? I mean, not college. I mean, sitting in school for 15 to 20 years, okay? So you've had plenty of knowledge. You go to the internet all the time. You're always on the internet. You're always searching for this and searching for that. So there's plenty of knowledge. No, you don't need more knowledge. You need to find a connection. And then God will then guide you into what you need to know. See, yeah, you need to know things, but not what other people feed you, but what you discover from your Creator. So the number one thing that you need to discover is your Creator. Now, how are you going to find Him? Well, fortunately for you, as a human being, you come equipped with something called intuition. Now, you cannot find God in learning. You're not going to find Him in a book or on a computer screen or in somebody's nice words. God is He is. And you have to find out that He is and know that He is. Now, so how can you find God? Well, there are a couple of clues that we can follow. First of all, the very beginning of the human race in the Garden of Eden, Adam doubted God and reached for what he wasn't supposed to reach for. And because he doubted what God said and doubted God and believed the serpent and believed the lie, he fell away from God. There's something about doubting God. It's like a breach of contract. It's like when two people get divorced. It's like a betrayal. There's something about it that's not good, that's very, very not good. And Adam and his progeny, the whole human race, became separated from God through that doubt. And after being separated, it was well nigh impossible to believe back into what he had once doubted. Now, how do we know that this is true? Well, there are a couple of indications, because when you look around, you will see that people believe lies more than they do the truth. And you will see that liars, people who are good liars, are charming and very believable. And people who come with you with a plain and simple or cold hard truth, you don't want to hear it. We love lies, let's be honest. People love lies. Tell somebody how beautiful they are, how handsome, how smart they are, and you got them in the palm of your hand. You see what I mean? So what happened is that we became separated and didn't know how to get back. It's like a breach of contract. It's like a betrayal. Here's another clue that we know that that's what happened. How do you feel when somebody doesn't trust you? How many of you, when you were a kid, maybe you were a teenager, and all of a sudden your parents came and they start sniffing around your room and they say, have you been smoking marijuana? And let's say you haven't. They accuse you of something that you didn't do and they don't trust you. How many of you can remember your parents not trusting you? Do you remember how awful that felt? Well, imagine how God felt when he had made this beautiful paradise for Adam, and all he needed was for Adam to wonder and marvel at all the beauties of the Garden of Eden, this great earth that God made, and Adam to trust God and to learn to love God. That's all. But no, Adam betrayed God and doubted him and believed the liar. All right, so there you have it. So this separation occurred.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
And look at the lies people believe. People believe all these terrible things like communism, for example. Over and over and over again, it's been proven to not work. But yet, people believe it. Not everybody. A lot of people know it's not true. The ones who suffer under it. But the intellectuals, there you go. The intellectuals, see, are drawn to that sort of thing. And they believe they're the true believers, and they believe the lie. And they get in positions of power, and they lead everybody to ruin. So I think you got the idea. So humans tend to believe lies. We believe the lie more than the truth. Now, here's another thing. We all have a faculty by which we can know the truth. We just know it. Without words, without study, you just know it. Like I've said so many times, when you were a little child, you were 3 years old, and somebody was being unfair, you knew they were being unfair. Nobody had to teach you. You didn't have to go to school to learn it. You just knew it. One child was being treated nicer than another. One child was being treated nicely by a teacher, and the other child was being unfairly rejected and being unfairly accused of things. You saw that there was something wrong with that. No one had to tell you or teach you. You just saw it. All right. So you go through life, and as a little child, you see things. As a little child, you see with clear eyes. But then people try to make you doubt what you see. See? They try to make you doubt. You see that they're being mean, but they say they're not being mean. You see that they're lying to you, but they say that they're not lying. They tell you this and tell you that, and you know it's not true, but they act like you're wrong for doubting them. You see what I mean? So you have this intuition, this ability to know without words, to know silently. It's like an unspoken language. It's like Spock. Remember Spock from Star Trek? He could have something called a Vulcan mind meld, where he could communicate mind to mind with somebody. Mind to mind, heart to heart. See? Well, that's how God communicates with us. He gives us something called conscience and common sense. There you go. Conscience and common sense. They're the same thing. It's what's true. It's what makes sense. It's what's right. But everywhere you go, people try to make you doubt your common sense. People try to make you doubt. And when you see that they're wrong, they try to make you doubt what you see. They try to convince you that they're right and you're wrong for seeing them as wrong. You got the idea. So everywhere, people try to make you doubt what's true. But isn't that the original sin? Adam doubted what was true. He doubted God and God's truth. God had said, you know, if you eat of that thing, then you're going to die. But the serpent said, no, you're not going to die. You're going to live forever. You're going to be like a God. So that was the big lie. Adam believed it, and he doubted God. So now everywhere you go, people try to make you doubt yourself. So if you could learn not to doubt yourself when people try to make you doubt yourself, if you could just see what you see, and know what you know, and don't fall into arguments. They try to put, see, now here's the thing. When you are not emotional, you're not caught up in anything, you're not studying too much, or you're not worrying, you're just there, you're not very far from grasping that wordless truth, from being close to the way to back to God. But as soon as you fall into anything, you fall in, you're shopping, you get totally involved in some person, you get involved with some group, you get totally involved in anything, and it pulls you down, it pulls you away from being able to see clearly. Then you fall down into your thoughts and into your emotions, and you tend to become submerged in them, and they cloud your vision, and they pull you down, and it's hard. It's like when you're sick, when you're really sick and you're running a fever and you have hallucinations, it's really hard to think clearly, isn't it? It pulls you down. Well, that's what emotions do, and that's what too much study does, and that's so people will try to get you in an argument. They want to pull you into an argument. They want to pull you into something that they got going. They want to lay their troubles on you, their worries on you. They flatter you. They pull you into a lie. So there's two things that get you. First of all, if you get pulled into a lie and you go along with the lie without knowing whether it's true or not, or you believe the lie, it turns out to be about the same thing. You get involved in it. Believing a lie is what will pull you away from God. That's what happened to Adam. And that will continue to happen to you until you are able to stand back and not fall for the lie. And secondly, you fall into things because you're born with the fallen nature that you get from your parents all the way back to Adam and Eve, a nature that is inherently lie-oriented, a nature that is more animal, where you are dependent on the outside. Instead of being directly dependent on the sun, like a plant is dependent on the sun, instead of being directly dependent upon God, you are dependent on everything else. See, and you don't like that. You don't like being dependent on other people and their handouts. Because whenever they give you something, they want something in back, don't they? So you become a slave. You become a slave to your work. Everything enslaves you. A slave to your bills. A slave to everything. It enslaves you. Everything that is not of God enslaves sooner or later. Even if it seems like a good thing, you're enslaved by it.
There's a little gap between knowing what to do and doing it. That little gap is the energy to do what you know is right. What you need to fill that little gap is the substance of courage. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. We know that there is such a thing as truth. You intuit truth in the way that Einstein intuited the things he intuited. You just know in your heart what's right. Other people went against it and you couldn't understand why. From your intuition comes insight. You can study all the books in the world, but still not have wisdom, because wisdom comes from God. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
I once went for an interview and the guy was talking about all the benefits the company had, and he called them golden handcuffs. You know, they're so nice, but you become enslaved by them, don't they? You can become enslaved by your food, enslaved by guilt. So you have to be able to become free of all of that. But you've got yourself so enslaved, so lost in your thinking and your emotions and your worries and your involvements, you don't know how to stand back. Well, that's what we're here for. That's what I can help you to do, help you to stand back. Stand back, take a breath of fresh air, breathe a sigh of relief, and relate, see, directly to, by way of this wordless knowing. Because God is there. Now, here's the thing. God has made provision for you to be able to come back to Him. The whole human race fell away from Him through Adam. But in order to come back to Him, there has to be a special way. See, like, for example, if you wanted to see, I don't know, the governor or the president, you couldn't just walk into the governor's office or the president's office and say, hey, how you doing? No. You would have to go through different channels, see, and protocols. And likewise, let's say somebody betrayed their country. Let's say that they renounced their citizenship, they betrayed their country, they went over to the enemy. And then once they're over in the enemy's country, they suddenly realize, oh my God, what have I done? And they want to come back. They want to come back. But first of all, the enemy doesn't want to let you go, do they? And secondly, how are you going to get back? See, you have to be accepted back. You have to petition for another chance and wait for the opportunity which may never come, to come back. So the whole human race fell away from God, but fortunately He has made provision for you to come back. And there is a way by which you can come back. And what is that way? The way is by hearing the truth. And it's like a breath of fresh air. And you say, yes, I want to come back to the truth. I love, so you know, deep down in your heart, you've always loved the truth. And you didn't like liars, but the trouble is you resented the liars. You resented them and were angry at them, and then you feel guilty for resenting them, and you got all caught up with them. Now you just have to see, okay, maybe they couldn't help themselves, so forgive them, let it go, let go of your resentment. And now focus on what you know in your heart. And you hear words like mine, and they awaken you to what you've always yearned for in your heart. Okay? And so you begin. You begin by once again trusting in your intuition, in your conscience, in what you know wordlessly, like what you had when you were a little tiny child, that you doubted it and the world made you doubt it. But now come back to that. It has been made possible for you to come back to God, and it was what Christ has done. He made it possible. All right. So you have to come back to God through belief. Adam doubted God. You have to come back by believing. And you have to believe, and it starts with a very simple, trusting in your common sense, trusting in your intuition, trusting in what you know in your heart, trusting in what you see without words. See, and never mind all the arguments and the what ifs, and people say this and that, and they try to confuse you and they try to make you doubt yourself. Just never mind. Just let it go. Don't resent them. And just begin to be as close as you can to what you know in your heart. And when your conscience is there, see, your intuition becomes conscience when you stray from it. All right? Then it rubs your nose in what you did, and then you see what you did that was wrong or that was not good, and you see it, and then you groan, and you just see it. It's painful to see your own wrong, but just see it. Don't resent it. Don't try to push it under the carpet. Don't try to fix yourself and make yourself right. You can't. Christ said, of myself, I can do nothing. It is the Father within who does the works. Do you see how people could be reunited to God through Christ? He said, believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. He said, or else believe because of the works that I do. See, Christ's will was to do God's will. And so God expressed himself through Christ. So everything he did, everything he said had a special quality. It had something of God in it. And by hearing him and seeing him and believing him, that unites you back to God. You see, it's a great, marvelous mystery, and you will learn of that. But first, you must start with basic things. Common sense, and also when your intuition, you can see that you did something wrong, then see it. Don't doubt it. Don't excuse it. Don't try to justify it. Don't try to make yourself right. Just see it. Learn to trust what you know in your heart. And that's the beginning. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.